It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I have something to show you. It's in a shoebox. Yep, this is a shoebox that belongs to the McFeelys. But there aren't shoes in here. No. I'll show you what is in here. 7 cylinders. Here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Do you have any idea what these are? Well, it's an old-fashioned kind of record. Yeah. In fact, you can feel the grooves right there on the record. And it plays on a machine that makes it go around like that, you see. Belongs to the McFeelys, and they have a machine that plays it. And we'll be playing it in a little while, but I want to take them to the kitchen and do something with them, with you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. First of all, I'd like you to see right here the title of the song. See, since the record isn't flat, like the kinds of records that we have now, you know, they have the title of the song right in the middle. Well, these have the title of the song right up there. Now, you see those 7 right there. Now, I don't want you to look at them for a minute, and I'm going to do something with them and see if you can tell me what I've done. Okay, now look. Did I take a couple away? That's exactly what I did. Those 2. Now, don't look again. Now look. See what I did? Okay, once more. Now look. What did I do? I took away 6 of them. Yeah, now put them all in. Oh, there's the telephone. Let's see. I like to do that kind of thing. You can do that kind of thing with anything you have at home. Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. McFeely. Well, I show them to my friends, yeah. But, of course, I don't have a machine like that, so I can't play them. Yeah, we were using them in other ways. Oh, could we right now? Fine. All right, we'll be over. Bye-bye. He said you could bring them over right now and we'll play them. Yeah, I'd like you to hear these. We'll put them in their box. 1, 2, 3. 7. And then we'll go to the McFeelys. All right? Come along. Take these old-fashioned records there and see how they sound. Come along. Mr. McFeely.
Oh, there he is.
How do you do?
Hi, Mr.
Here they are.
Come sit down, come sit down.
All 7 of them.
Oh, we're so glad we get a chance to show you our wonderful talking machine.
I'd like very much to hear one of these on it.
Here it is, the Edison talking machine. There you go.
Edison, Thomas Edison?
That's right.
What an inventor he was. Could we put one of these
sure.
on and hear it? How
goes
do you do it?
Right on this way.
Looks different from our phonographs today, doesn't it, Mr. Rogers?
Certainly does.
This is a cylinder phonograph. Close that down. There we go. There's a small needle up in there.
Right here?
Mm-hmm.
You see that? Kind of hard to see that needle in there. But then does the needle go down onto here?
Right, and the sound comes right out the horn. I'll turn it on here. It's all wound up already. But back again, you can hear something.
It's a scratchy kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
That's called serenade.
Serenade. Do you listen to that a lot?
We certainly do. It has a lot of use, this machine. We have more cylinders in there. You can tell how worn out this one is.
Yeah. Could I try putting one on?
Certainly may. I'll turn this one off.
Did you show Mr. Rogers how we make it go without electricity, David?
Well, it's the crank. There's a crank here you wind up. I think it's pretty well wound up, but you can turn it this way. Maybe I'll turn it off here. Now you have to wind it. That's right.
I see.
I'll hold it for you.
In those olden days, we didn't have electricity, Mr. Rogers.
That should about do it. It's not
that's
too
fine.
Wound down. All right, now.
Now, how do I take this off?
That's
this
right.
Way?
And slide the cylinder right off. That's it.
I think I'd like to try tulip time.
Tulip time, all right. Put it right on.
Like that?
That's right. Now, close the little gate there. That holds it on.
That down?
That down in position, and we're ready to go with tulip time. Alrighty. Just put it right back at the beginning.
Now, how did you do this?
I
you
just
put that down like that.
Well, that's really a scratchy one. You can hardly hear that one.
Yes, but the interesting thing to me is that there were words on here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's probably why they called them talking machines. You know, there were other machines that would play just music.
But this had words and music, right?
Yes, that Edison. He was really a fine
just
inventor.
Slide it off. There you go. Edison great. Also invented the light bulb, you know? And he also invented the movie camera and the movie projector.
Movie projector. Well, we know how much you like movies.
I certainly do like movies.
Oh, David,
yes?
Can't we show Mr. Rogers that film that we were looking at, this one right here, about the day that we got this very machine?
Would you like to see the film? The day we bought this machine, we were much younger then, much younger. We bought it at the Negri Music Shop.
You mean Joe Negri didn't have the shop then?
Not then. His father did. Now, when you're watching the film, there's a small boy in the film, and that's Joe Negri when he was a small boy.
But it was his grandfather's shop.
It's all set ready to go here.
His grandfather and his father both worked in that shop. Same one that he works in now.
Could you hit the lights, Mr. Rogers?
Certainly.
Okay, and now this is all ready to go, dear. Just happened to have it on the projector. Here we go. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. See, there we are in the shop.
Who is that showing you the machine? Is that Joe Negri?
That was Joe Negri.
There I am as a young man, and there's Betsy. Now, there's
that's
Joe, the
grandfather.
Small boy, and Joe's grandfather right behind the machine.
He looks quite a bit like Joe.
Oh, my. Yeah.
There.
Oh, look how he put that on very well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, young Joe, I remember he loved to help in that shop. And that's the music it played all the way home. That's how we went all the way home, playing that record on our new machine.
Well, people must have thought it was a parade. Oh. What an exciting day.
Well, Mr. Rogers, that was an exciting day. And we have another exciting day coming up.
When?
This Friday.
Mm-hmm. It's our anniversary, this Friday.
Oh, great.
Will you come by?
Be glad to help you celebrate.
Some of our friends are coming by, those who can, and we're going to have a few refreshments, some popcorn.
Right out in the lawn, outside.
Right out here in the side yard.
You do great things here, McFeely.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for loaning me those things and showing me about the day when you bought that. That's just great.
Good day to you.
Good
See
day
you
to you.
So Alrighty. Long.
McFeelys have things at their house that not many people have these days. Old things like that phonograph, you know, the Edison phone. I really enjoyed that. And seeing them on that film as they bought that Edison phone and riding along in that streetcar. Everybody was enjoying the music in the streetcar. Yeah. Our trolley's like a streetcar. Let's get the trolley for some make-believe. Okay? Let's pretend that King Friday wants to hear a special kind of record in the neighborhood of make-believe, and Lady Aberlin has one of those Edison phones, you know, with the horn coming out. All right. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, it is nice to reminisce, Lady Evelyn. Our wedding was a lovely time. All our friends were there.
And you looked so beautiful, Sarah.
Well, you're handsome yourself, Friday.
A royal wedding, and then a royal birth, Prince Tuesday.
Friday the 13th, Queen Sarah, and Prince Tuesday, a royal family. Lady Evelyn, what is that machine behind you there?
Oh, that's an old phonograph, Uncle Friday. It works with cylinder records. I'll play a little bit for you.
How interesting.
Mr. McFeely loaned it to me.
Oh, the sound comes out that horn, does it?
Yes. And then I can lift this up like this and show you the cylinder record. There.
That is a record?
Mm-hmm.
Why, I've seen one like that before.
You have?
My great-great-great-great-grandfather made one just like that.
He did?
Yes, it was a poem he wrote. A wriggle record.
Oh, I'd really like to hear that, Uncle Friday.
Oh, it's been missing for a long time.
Where did it go?
I don't know. We had a cleanup campaign at the castle, and it just disappeared.
Oh, I remember that. We had so much fun. Lady Elaine was there, and Daniel, and X.
Oh, yes, Fairchild, yes. Fairchild did go through those things for her museum that were left over. Niece Aberlin, go ask Fairchild if she has ever seen a record like that, will you?
Right away, Uncle Friday.
You may leave the phonograph here. We'll tend to it here in the garden.
Very well.
I think I'll...
You rang, dear?
I did, Lady Elaine. Hi.
Hi.
I'm on an important mission for Uncle Friday.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, he wanted me to show you something.
Oh, go right ahead. I'm ready to look.
Have you ever seen one of these?
Well, sure I have. I've seen one of those. Wait there. I'll be right back. That's part of it. And look at that, right there. There it is. What do you think? That thing made a great lamp, don't you think? Right there it is. Real work of art, isn't it?
Lady Elaine.
What?
I don't think Uncle Friday's going to like this.
Why not? Doesn't he go in for lamps?
Well, that is really a record.
This
of his
thing?
Yes, of his great-great-great-great-grandfather's voice.
Now, you must be kidding, Aberlin. I mean, records are flat, fat things.
I'm serious, Lady Elaine. Would you mind if I just took this along to the castle?
Sure, take it over. I'll be there in a few minutes to set Friday straight. Imagine a record on my lamp.
This should be a good place for it. Oh, there comes Lady Aberlin now. Go to my balcony. Lady Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as always, Uncle Friday.
Well, did Fairchild have it?
She certainly did, Uncle Friday.
Well, where is it? The recording.
She made it into a lamp.
A lamp? my great-great-great-great-grandfather's record, a lamp? Well, I'm aghast.
I don't think it's hurt, Uncle.
I want a record, not a lamp.
Okay, now, Fratty, what's all this fuss about a record?
You'll see, Fairchild.
Oh, you're taking it apart.
Almost there.
Well, that's how I made it, sure. Now, you're telling me that that thing's a record.
It most certainly is.
But records are supposed to be flat, fat things. How's a person supposed to know a record that looks like that? I bet it doesn't even play.
Niece, play it immediately, please.
I can hardly wait, Uncle Friday.
Fairchild apparently needs proof. It was my great-great-great-great-grandfather's voice on that record.
Well, I'll see about that.
I have a notion to move to the ocean, declared a king in his tower after thinking for an hour. He traveled for days around his land. He could not find an ocean at hand. Finally, the king returned to his tower. He thought and thought for another hour. Then said he, so loud and clear, so all could hear, "You know, I'm fond of my own pond. I think I'll stay right here."
Funny name.
Oh, what a pleasure to hear that record again. Oh.
It was just lovely, yeah. Uncle Friday.
I guess that record is a great, 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 great thing to have. Well, forget about the lamp, Friday. I'll use another one I've got in my attic.
Of course you will, Fairchild. Now I must find Sarah and Prince Tuesday. They must hear my great-great-great-great-grandfather's voice on the recording. Lovely.
Oh, the little pleasures of life.
You've given Uncle Friday some pleasure today, lady.
Oh, jolly, yeah. Record it was.
That certainly was make-believe. King Friday's great-great-great-great-grandfather would have lived much too long ago to have had a record player like that. But it's fun to pretend.
Sure.
You know, pretending is something that you learn to do as you grow. Yeah, not everybody can pretend real well. You have to learn to do it as you grow. You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk, and my, you hardly ever cry. You hardly ever crawl at all. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing. You're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing all about. Your friends are getting better now. They're better every day somehow. You used to stay at home to play, but now you even play away. You do important things now. Your friends and you do big things now. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up, and they will sing. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing all about. There's somebody at the door. You're growing and you're learning to pretend, too. Yeah, let's see who it is. Oh, it's Joe Negri.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Fred.
How are you?
I was coming by, and I found some branches or some twigs out there, and I wanted to show them to you.
Come in.
See?
They are really nice. Just on the ground.
Just on the ground. I thought you might be interested. Look at this.
What?
You put them together.
It looks like a bird, doesn't it?
It
with
does,
a long it? Tail.
Just from the branches.
Does it to you? Look there. That could be its head up there.
Yeah. Its body and the tail. I thought it was kind of nice.
I should say, a piece of sculpture with two twigs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking about you, because we saw a film over at the McFeelys a little while ago of the time when they bought that Edison phone of theirs from your grandfather, and you as a little boy were in that film.
Well, sure, it was taken at the music store.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you know, I really had good times with my grandfather. I remember him real well. He and my dad taught me a lot about the music business.
I would think so. Well, I've just been thinking, what in the world can we do for the McFeelys? It's their anniversary on Friday.
It is?
Well, yeah, we'll all have to celebrate somehow.
Well, I'll be over there to help celebrate, too.
Great, Joe. Thanks for showing me that.
Okay, I'll see you later.
All righty.
Bye, Fred.
That was a surprise. Joe stopping by with those two twigs. That was beautiful. Simple things that you find. You see, if he hadn't been able to pretend, he wouldn't have been able to put those together and think, looks like a bird with a long tail. I like being with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You could ask some of your favorite grown-ups to tell you stories about things that they did when they were little. That's great. My father used to tell me all kinds of stories about his own father. Yeah. I like being with you. I'll be back. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.